This is a CKTZ news update. I'm Lonnie Taylor. For over a year now, TELUS has been proposing the construction of a new tower in Manson's Landing, now facing our third iteration of that proposal. I sat down with Dan Peters, a local resident, to find out his perspective on the TELUS towers. Dan, do you support the construction of the proposed TELUS tower?
No, I don't. Because I don't believe that cell towers are safe. I've seen studies that display multiple categories of harm from cell towers and cell phones, which those are things I trust more than studies utilized by a $7 billion corporation who's trying to proclaim that their products are safe. And I've also witnessed some of the harm firsthand in terms of work that I've done with youth over the last 15 years. And it's not to say that phones and towers caused all of that harm exclusively, but there are ample studies that show teenage use of smartphones in particular is accompanied with shocking increases in depression and anxiety. And those are all reaching crisis levels among youth in our culture right now. And that's just one element of the social harm side of it, because there's also all sorts of other metrics we could look at that offer us a really troubling picture of the true cost of cell phones, and then, of course, the towers that enable them, if we're willing to look at that picture. And for me, I want a future where we're more connected in real physical reality to each other, to our daily surroundings, and the moments that we're in.
Do you perceive a difference between the three proposals TELUS has offered the community in this similar location in Manson's Landing?
In some ways, no. I don't perceive much difference in them, because the proposals and then the obligatory responses to the feedback from the lobbyist Brian Gregg, they all display basically a singularity of focus to erect towers no matter what. They all display that TELUS and their lobbyist Brian Gregg use the words public consultation, but mainly just in a legal sense. It doesn't mean that they actually care about the feedback or will act on it. They just legally have to ask for it. And any health concerns that are brought up in people's feedback and concerns are summarily dismissed and treated as unreasonable and irrelevant to the proceedings. Those are in the words from lobbyist Brian Gregg. But there are some differences I do see in the proposals, so I can lay that out a bit. They backed down from the first Manson's Tower proposal because people voiced their concerns. There's about 60 plus letters with concerns about it being too close to the school, the community core, and a real lack of meaningful consultation. So TELUS ditched that proposal because they didn't have a choice, because this land, it required SRD approval. And so given the feedback they got of people saying, no, we don't want it, NOBA and the SRD refused it. So when that happened, the next move of TELUS was then to try and build it further down Rexford Road on private property in order to bypass SRD approval, which is subject to community feedback. So the new location they had was roughly 100 meters now from Judy's house. And in this new public consultation session, which it all resets, all the letters and input that came in from the last proposal go into a black hole. They're no longer relevant. So everyone would need to essentially write again because it's a brand new proposal. So in this, there was a petition of non-consent that had 140 signatures, and more than 100 letters came in this public consultation process of non-consent. But because this was not subject really to meaningful community consultation, TELUS was moving forward at this point. They were proceeding. And so at the end of the summer of 2022, loggers showed up to start cutting, to log the tower site. However, they were met peacefully and calmly by local residents who just informed them of the background of what was going on here. And those loggers quit the job. They said they were surprised, and they said they wouldn't work with TELUS again in the future due to their concerns of how TELUS was behaving. And so it wasn't until pressure was then put on ISED, which is the regulatory body that grants TELUS's final approval. Some Cortez residents put pressure on ISED, and then TELUS made a new proposal to move the tower, because ISED requested that TELUS move the tower further away from homes. So then, you know, how far did the new proposal offer to move it? 100 meters. They proposed to move it 100 meters just further away from Judy's house. And then lobbyist Brian Gregg called her up to share the exciting news and essentially seek her gratitude for that move of just, you know, 100 meters further from her house. And this latest move just happens to bring it 100 meters closer to my house and my children. So now we're back in the same boat of the 14-story, 207-foot cell tower within 800 meters of small children. Same as the concerns that were when it was this close to the school. It's just moved it here. So I wonder, like, where's the value of my children? Because studies show that children are more susceptible to negative effects of electromagnetic frequencies because they have thinner skulls. They have thinner, not fully developed bone structure. All the things about developmental processes in children are more susceptible to frequencies like this. So in our family, we're already dealing with one child who has impaired vision. And I certainly don't want to be contending with any other possible developmental impacts of a cell tower. And the question just keeps coming up is, if they're so bent on towers on this island, even with the majority of residents refusing them, why can't they put them further away from houses? It's not as if there isn't the space on a large remote island.
Do you have any further comments about this situation, Dan?
Yeah, I've been pretty encouraged by people's responses to information about the situation. Because by design, TELUS does not make their dealings any more public than they're legally required to. So I think a lot of people have been surprised to hear about what's been taking place. And I'm curious if people know there was a tower site proposed for Squirrel Cove, and that got enough resistance that they backed off of it. And do people know that there's an approved tower site in Whaletown? But because it's on private property and there's no residences within 200 meters of it, TELUS wasn't required to do any public consultation there.
Representatives of the Tsayaman First Nation have declined the invitation to comment on this issue. Back on May 6th, TELUS held a community consultation with Cortez in regards to the Manson's Landing TELUS Tower proposal. DKTZ requested a recording of that meeting, and Brian Gregg, representative for the consultation, declined to provide a recording of the meeting and stated in an email, "We do not record the meetings." In May 2022, CKTZ requested comment from TELUS. On December 12th, TELUS responded to that request. What is TELUS's main reason for wanting to build a new cell tower on Cortez right now? Lena Chen responded, "This cell site is part of a broader wireless connectivity initiative that TELUS has implemented along the Sunshine Coast and Southern Discovery Islands over the past several years. Once complete, this new site will dramatically increase cellular service throughout the region, including Manson's Landing, Southern Cortez Islands, and the surrounding waterway. We are continuing the public consultation process and anticipate construction will start next year." According to TELUS's coverage map, its service area currently covers the entire island and its surrounding waterways with 5G, but locals say that the island is not covered, far from it. And TELUS is arguing that the service area needs to be improved as well, despite the fact that the island is fully covered by the 5G network, as shown by the map. I asked members of the public how they felt about trusting TELUS to fulfill this gap in the cell phone service for the use of reaching emergency services. Rebecca Thacker, do you approve of the current TELUS Tower proposal that has just recently been put forth by TELUS?
No, I don't. It's too close to civilization. Too close to houses, too close to the school. And it's too tall. It doesn't make sense.
This is the third proposal for a TELUS tower in Manson's Landing. Do you see a difference in any of these three proposals?
The only difference is now it's on First Nations land, but it's still really close to housing, and I'm not seeing anything else that's different, really.
As far as cell reception goes in this region, how long have you lived here for?
10 years.
And is there cell reception on Cortez Island?
Yeah, there is some cell reception. I did see it increase slightly in Whaletown, like around the ferry landing, around the gorge. Still none where I live and none. There's just so many. It's such a hilly island that there's not much coverage. Basically, the only place you get reception for sure is Manson's around the hall and the co-op and everything downtown or near the ferry. I guess near the beaches, like Smelt Bay and Whale Town, or on Manson's Landing. Yeah, I just know where you get reception. So if I need reception, I go to those places.
And in the case of an emergency, are you confident that TELUS could provide cell reception to cover all the gaps in the area that limit us from calling emergency services?
No, there's too many hills. If they could provide that, it would take a lot of repeater towers, which would compromise, I believe it would compromise the health of the residents. And it's not local for them. I don't understand where they're coming from. Unless they're getting a lot of government money, which they claim they're not. I don't know.
Do you have anything else you want to add?
Oh, just that tower location. I hear that it would be looming over the cemetery. And I don't think that would be very nice for celebrations of life and burials and visiting gravestones and that, to have a great big cell phone tower in the background.
Another local on Cortez named Darwin Olmsted does support cell towers in general, but not this specific proposal. When asked why, he commented by email, "I do understand the value of having better access to data around the island and surrounding waters. There are several reasons for this, one being access to emergency services while on the water, in the forest, or on the road where there is currently no access, but also to enable all the folks on Cortez who don't live in a place where they can set up TwinCom or the new fiber optic service. There are plenty of places that have no direct line of sight to one of the TwinCom transmitters, and plenty of folks living in small cabins, trailers, boats, and such that they can't get hooked up to fiber. This leaves cell data as their option to be able to access the internet, which facilitates online education, work, and entertainment, along with phone service if they want it, with the additional benefit of being able to take it with you when off Cortez. Access to high-speed internet was deemed an essential service, and if this is the only way some folks can access it, then I support building a better network." Olmsted went on to say, "However, I do believe that in this particular case, they could put the tower further into that piece of land such that it can't be seen from anyone's property. The largely natural state of the island is a big reason many folks chose to live here, and maintaining the visual integrity of that is important to the community." When Darwin Olmsted was asked, "Do you trust TELUS to deliver cell reception to the gaps on Cortez in order to ensure access to call emergency services?" he responded, "I don't necessarily trust TELUS to do anything. To address whether the proposed towers fill in all the gaps would require a neutral third party to evaluate the theoretical coverage and make that determination." Wesley Kirk also responded to CKTZ News. He is a local volunteer firefighter on Cortez Island, and his statement is his own and may not reflect the fire department at large. He responded, "First off, I'd like to say that I don't think TELUS should be bullying Cortez Island into getting a tower. However, I do believe we need to have a tower somewhere. People have some genuine concerns about where they want to locate it, both in proximity to homes, cultural sensitivities to the First Nations, and sensitivity to nature. I believe a more ideal location could be found for a tower, but I understand TELUS's need to have the tower located in a certain area to bring the best service they can offer. I also speculate that the bureaucracy for putting the tower in the proposed location is less than dealing with the regional district on such matters. I see why they'd go that route. They'd likely be leasing the land, which puts finances back into the Tsleil-Waututh First Nation. I am for having a tower on the island for the sake of emergency response. My hope would be that there would be less dead zones where people could call 911 from more regions on the island. Response times are reduced when the fire department and ambulance has better details on the actual location of an emergency."
There have been three such calls in the last while that had location confusion.
because of the lack of cell service. Increasing cell phone service would get emergency services to the scene faster and thus would provide life-saving treatment to those involved. The potential to save lives is increased, and sometimes just a minute or two makes all the difference. In conclusion, I'd like to repeat that I think the location could be more thoughtful, but I cannot deny, for the sake of emergency services, the need for a well-positioned tower on Cortez Island. I hope a good compromise can be made. This is Wesley Kirk's response in relation to the TELUS Tower's third proposal on Cortez Island. To submit feedback to TELUS via Brian Gregg at sitepathconsulting.com.
Lonnie Taylor, CKTZ News, Cortez Island. CKTZ News is brought to you by the Local Journalism Initiative, the program funded by Heritage Canada and administered through the Community Radio Fund of Canada.